Christ's followers to stand firmly for the right, July 24. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace, until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. God calls upon His workers, in this age of diseased piety and perverted principle, to reveal a healthy, influential spirituality. This God requires of you. Every jot of your influence is to be used on the side of Christ. You are now to call things by the right name, and stand firm in defense of the truth as it is in Jesus. It behooves every soul whose life is hid with Christ in God to come to the front now, and to contend for the faith once delivered to the saints. Truth must be defended and the kingdom of God advanced as they would be were Christ in person on this earth. When the Holy Spirit controls the minds of our church members, there will be seen in our churches a much higher standard in speech, in ministry, in spirituality, than is now seen. The church members will be refreshed by the water of life, and the laborers, working under one head, even Christ, will reveal their master in spirit, in word, in deed, and will encourage one another to press forward in the grand, closing work in which we are engaged. There will be a healthy increase of unity and love, which will bear testimony to the world that God sent His Son to die for the redemption of sinners. Divine truth will be exalted, and as it shines forth as a lamp that burneth, we shall understand it more and still more clearly. The testing truth for this time is not the fabrication of any human. It is from God. In every movement, Christ's followers are to reveal their regard for Christian principles, loving God supremely, and their neighbor as themselves, reflecting light and blessing on the pathway of those who are in darkness, comforting those who are cast down, sweetening the bitter waters in the place of giving their fellow pilgrims gall to drink. Let us increase in a knowledge of the truth, giving all praise and glory to Him who is one with the Father. Let us seek most earnestly for the heavenly anointing, the Holy Spirit. Let us have a pure, growing Christianity, that in the heavenly courts we may at last be pronounced complete in Christ. Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Lose no time now in rising and trimming your lamps. Lose no time in seeking perfect unity with one another. We must expect difficulties. Trials will come. Christ, the captain of our salvation, was made perfect through suffering. His followers will encounter the enemy many times, and will be severely tried, but they need not despair. Christ says to them, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world."